Welcome to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping Orange County, with your host, Dawn Camber.
Hello, I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Dawn Camber with another great guest impacting our community in a positive way. Nearly a year ago, Mission Hospital expanded its cancer services with the opening of the Leonard Cancer Institute. Today, I welcome the Institute's Director for Lung Cancer, Dr. Samer Kanaan. Thank you, Dr. Kanaan, for being here.
Oh, thank you, Don. I'm very excited, and thank you for having me.
Well, please share with us the impact the Institute has had on the community since it opened.
Oh, great. No, I think that the Leonard Cancer Institute, as part of Mission Hospital, is really a culmination of a lot of things, and it starts with the generous contributions of the our philanthropists, Bill and Judy Leonard. And I want to kind of talk about five themes, and these themes kind of tie in together to all the specifics. And so I think the Leonard Cancer Institute kind of brings together partnership. It brings together collaboration, state-of-the-art, compassion, and care close to home. And so by all those things, I mean the partnership starts with our community. So having donors like Bill and Judy Leonard, Mission Hospital, and all the other people who made this possible, the partnerships. And then we start talking about collaboration, and I'm excited because collaboration requires physicians, whether it be surgical oncologists like myself or medical oncologists or radiation oncologists. And it also requires nurse navigators, of which we have a team of them, and I'll explain that a little bit later, but they are a great part of our team. And then it goes to our nutritionists, our physical therapists, our nurses, our geneticists, our pharmacists. And so all of these things together, because when you talk about a patient with cancer, it affects not just one part, but many parts of their life. And so that's why this team, this collaboration team, needs to take care of them. And I think the Leonard Cancer Institute is a physical building that allows all of these people to collaborate together. So at the Institute, it's a beautiful building. It's state of the art, and it allows us to have patients come in to get their blood work. They can get their imaging, meaning their CAT scans or their X-rays or their mammograms. It also allows them to have a chance to meet their doctors in consultation, have treatment. There's an infusion center, a beautiful infusion center for chemotherapy. There's radiation treatments. We have state-of-the-art radiation equipment there. They can meet their nutritionists, their navigators, all in that same building. Instead of having to go to five different appointments all over town, they can come to one place. And then the people, you know, our vision, which I think is, again, the people, is compassionate care close to home. So they can have this state-of-the-art oncologic care and not have to drive or fly hours away. They can be at home and get this care. And I think it's a wonderful gift that's been able to happen for the residents of South Orange County to have their care when it comes to cancer at the Leonard Cancer Institute.
And lung cancer and breast cancer are the type of cancers that are on the minds of many people. And unfortunately, a lot of people suffer from them.
You know, breast cancer is probably one of the most common cancers in America. Of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so it's appropriate that we talk about it. The idea is that women, as they age, the breast tissue is at risk for developing a cancer. And of course, genetics and family history play a big part of that. And so I encourage, you know, women to not only do their self-breast exam, because if they feel that something's wrong, they should go see their doctor, but they should annually see their physician. Yes, the guidelines for mammograms have changed. They used to be every year after the age of 40, and now it can start to be every other year. But I encourage everyone to see their physician, get their mammograms, and if the physician says you can wait an extra year, follow your physician's advice. But any cancer, particularly breast cancer, and we'll talk about lung cancer screening as well, detecting a cancer early makes all the difference in terms of curing patients and impacting the survival. And so, you know, at the Leonard Cancer Institute, we do, I think, almost 1,600 mammograms a month. And that, you know, leads to a certain number of biopsies that our radiologists will do on site to detect cancers. And it's really exciting in breast cancer. So MRI, believe it or not, has developed into a much more sensitive and accurate test if you can't tell what the mammogram is doing. Also in our breast cancer institute, part of the Leonard Cancer Institute, we've invested in recruiting a breast surgeon, Dr. Marla Anderson. She's very talented and she's trained in very specific oncoplastic, which means cancer and techniques. And she's been able to bring and use some techniques. We call it wireless localization if we find a breast spot. So before, we used to have to leave a wire and then the surgeon would kind of go and find where that wire was located. So now we have new technology that allows us, it's called Savvy Scout, that allows wireless ability. It's safer, it's more comfortable for the patient, and it's more accurate for the surgeon to find things. So very excited about those new developments for breast cancer that we have. Of course, we use the standard two-dimensional mammogram, but we also use something called 3D or three-dimensional mammography or breast tomosynthesis. And so instead of being a two-dimensional picture, it's three-dimensional. It just helps the radiologist more accurately determine if that spot on your mammogram is real or not. And you put all these things together, and every week we have patients who are presented at our breast multidisciplinary tumor conference. It's been more virtual as of late instead of in person because of all the things going on with COVID, but you can imagine a room of surgeons, whether it be breast surgeons, plastic surgeons, oncologists, radiation doctors, nurse navigators, and they will present that patient and they'll discuss the best options for that patient. Many times the patients actually will attend the conference. So after the conference, the team will come talk to the patient and they'll come back and the patient will leave that day with a plan based on what the group felt. So all of these things are happening at the Leonard Cancer Institute for breast cancer. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity to kind of change what we do and how we do it for cancer and the breast.
Speaking of change, has there been a change in the treatments for breast cancer?
Well, I think that for all cancers, but particularly breast and as well as lung, there's surgery has gotten better. So again, surgeons are able to do more accurate surgeries. The techniques are less invasive, so patients recover and have less pain. Radiation, we've invested at the Leonard Cancer Institute in having, it's called SBRT, stereotactic body radiotherapy, or SRS, which is stereotactic radiosurgery. And these are basically because we have state-of-the-art radiation equipment. So you can imagine standard radiation, you'd get 30 or 40 treatments of radiation over a month. Now with these newer techniques, you can get 5 or 6 treatments and be done with your therapy in maybe 1 or 2 weeks. And then, of course, the chemotherapy and a lot of drugs are different. We have now just, instead of what we call standard chemotherapy, we have immunotherapy, which means drugs that help your immune system. Or we have targeted therapy, which are very specific drugs based on a genetic modification of your tumor. And so I think all the cancers are being impacted by these great advances that are really less side effects and better cancer effect. So
let's talk about lung cancer.
Well, lung cancer is unfortunately, most of lung cancers that develop in the lung are in smokers or former smokers. But there are about 10 or 12% of people who have a genetic predisposition, never smoked a day in their life. Could be because they grew up in a city with a lot of pollution. But unfortunately, lung cancer is the number one killer for Americans. About four times as many people will die from lung cancer than from breast cancer in America. It's about 170,000, 180,000 a year will die from lung cancer. So the key in lung cancer is, unfortunately, people, if they had symptoms, they presented very late. And so the goal is to catch them early. And so part of the Leonard Cancer Institute, part of our lung navigator system is lung cancer screening. And that has recently been approved by Medicare and all the insurance companies. If patients have a history of smoking and you're over a certain age, talk to your doctor and get a low-dose lung cancer screening CAT scan.
Now, when you say history, what do you mean?
Well, the guidelines are that you are a 30-pack-year smoker or more, over the age of 55. And so that could mean that you smoked a pack a day for 30 years or two packs a day for 15 years. However, the number would be 30. That's the guidelines. And patients maybe quit within the last 15 years or less. And if you meet these criteria, then you have a low-dose CAT scan. And the idea is that you get a low-dose scan every year. And if your scan shows a spot or abnormality, then you might end up getting a biopsy or a surgery or another type of procedure, like a PET scan, a more accurate staging scan. So we know that lung cancer screening saves lives. The American Cancer Society and all the American Lung Association, et cetera, all of these now recommend that people get a low-dose screening CAT scan. And by low dose, it means you're getting not much more radiation than a standard X-ray. So these are very quick. And the nice thing at doing it at a place like the Leonard Cancer Institute is after your CAT scan is done, you have a nurse navigator who looks at it, presents it to our conference, which we have a lung conference. So we review all of these CAT scans and nodules. And if there's something that's there, then we make recommendations based on the latest guidelines to help patients. So it's a comprehensive program, which I'm confident will continue to save lives and catch cancers early. Of course, if we catch the cancer early, then the beauty is at Mission Hospital, we've invested in the latest robotic surgery techniques. That's my personal passion. That's what I do. But I think that the technology, and we have two of the latest Xi robotic systems at Mission Hospital that allow colorectal surgeons, prostate surgeons for, urology surgeons for prostate cancer, gynecologists for uterine cancer, and of course, lung surgeons for lung cancer to do state-of-the-art minimally invasive surgery to cure patients and get them back to their regular life with few complications and less pain.
Now, you mentioned that many times people are diagnosed when it's a little too late for lung cancer because they have symptoms. Can you explain the symptoms?
Sure. So three things that I tell patients, they're happening, you should seek medical attention. Number one is if you cough up blood. Some people like to ignore that. Never ignore that. You should go see your doctor. The other one is that if you have pain, we talk about pleurisy. So if you're breathing and pain just doesn't seem to go away. And the third one is a cough. Imagine if you had a cough, you think it's a bronchitis, but after a few weeks, that cough just keeps lingering. So I tell patients the cough, the pain that doesn't go away, and coughing up blood are all three very important symptoms to go seek medical attention right away. Typically, you'll get an X-ray and a CAT scan, and if they find something, then hopefully we can intervene and take care of it. But the important thing for lung cancer is don't smoke. If you are a smoker, quit. If you are a former smoker, get your lung cancer screening. And if you have symptoms like the ones I described, then please seek medical attention. And if you need surgery, then please seek out a robotic surgeon like myself or Leonard Cancer Institute, because the surgery is just, it's a better cancer operation. And I think all of those things together make a difference.
Now, we know with breast cancer, if you have a family history, you could get breast cancer. Is the same with lung cancer?
It's a little early. There is some evidence. Breast cancer for sure, and that's why we have a great team of genetic counseling and we do a lot of family trees and genetic counseling to help patients. With lung cancer, because so many people get it because of smoking, it's hard to sift through all the data and find out. We believe that there is some element of family history, going to be a little bit of time, but most commonly it's the smoking history.
Speaking of smoking, if a person smokes then stops, at what point could cancer develop?
Well, that's a great question. Unfortunately, we call it the latency period. So that period can be 20, 25 years. So even though a patient quit, they can still develop a cancer and be at risk for 20, 25 years later. Fortunately, lung cancer, those changes affect the lung and it could pop up later. So that's why, most importantly, don't smoke. But if you are a former smoker, because we didn't know, there was a lot of data that was kept from the public in the 50s and 60s, and a lot of people didn't know all the dangers, so that's where I think the screening now is very important.
Now, we know with breast cancer, it's not clearly a death sentence. Is the same could be said for lung cancer?
You know, I think historically or perception-wise that, lung cancer is a bad diagnosis, that's it. I think that all cancer now, we've had such a great impact in terms of the oncology, the drugs, the radiation, the surgery. I try to tell patients, even if you have advanced stage cancer, you know, stage 3 or stage 4, many patients are learning basically to be treated and just live with their cancer, meaning the cancer's in control or it's under surveillance. And so maybe you don't cure that patient, but they have years of meaningful life with these new drugs and these new treatments. And so they die with their cancer, not from their cancer. And I think that's a big push of all of us in the oncologic world is we're getting a lot better and patients are taking better care of themselves. So I don't think that that's true anymore, even though people might feel that way. I think hope and then seeking out the right people and the right treatments can make a huge difference.
What can we do to take care of ourselves to avoid developing these cancers?
Another great question. I think that the genetics part we can't do anything about, but the environment. So yes, I tell people exercising regularly, eating a good diet. For smokers, of course, don't smoke. But the most important thing is, you know, see your doctor regularly. If that means you're supposed to have your colonoscopy or you're supposed to have your prostate exam or you're supposed to have your mammogram, that's really the important thing. And especially in this time right now, people want to stay home. People want to be safe. And I think that's important. But when it comes to your cancer care, don't ignore the things that you should do. I think the hospital, Mission Hospital, has done a great job. Our Cancer Institute has done a great job. We make it very safe and very clean. And we want people not to ignore their cancer care. So see your doctor. And if you have to do a Zoom with your doctor, so be it. But we want people to not put off the important cancer surveillance, as we call it.
Well, you mentioned exercise. How much exercise should we do?
Well, the guidelines typically say at least 3 days a week for 30 minutes each to get your heart rate to a target heart rate. And the target heart rate will vary upon your age. But I think that hopefully if people have a little bit more time, maybe they're at home more often, they can exercise. But, you know, there's simple things. You know, if you're at work and you can take the stairs instead of the elevator, I know a lot of people are doing, instead of a short car ride, take a walk. I think there's a lot of things you can do in terms of what you eat, how much you exercise. All of these things will help.
So how do you want to be perceived?
As a cancer doctor?
Yes.
Well, you know, my mantra, I guess, has always been to deliver high quality, compassionate, state-of-the-art care. And so the three parts of that are you can be a great surgeon, you can have great techniques, and you can have great outcomes, but you also have to be very compassionate. I think all three things are very important when it comes to cancer. And I think that having close family members and being part of their cancer care and seeing it firsthand has made me a better cancer surgeon. And I think that, you know, the very simple things, you know, a cancer is a journey for a patient. And so every touch point that we see about that journey, whether it's the person who draws your labs or the person who takes your EKG, every point in that care matters to that cancer patient. So making sure that those are special or as we call it at Mission Hospital, sacred encounters, you know, those are very important. So I think for me, I hope to continue to be that kind of surgeon that holds those ideals that our hospital and our Cancer Institute kind of holds the bar for everyone to live up to.
Thank you, Dr. Samir Kanaan, for being on Impact OC. He's the director of lung cancer at the Leonard Cancer Institute at Mission Hospital. And I thank everyone for tuning in. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Dawn Camber. Have an impactful day.
You've been listening to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping our community. Right here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio.